brought to you by Sean Porter Promotions.
Oh man.
Yo, I dare you to freestyle one day. You ever freestyle? You ever have rap aspirations?
I was more like, I'll do the beat thing, but.
You used to do the beats? You used to do the beats with the pencil?
No. Oh. Just like I can do a beat.
With your mouth?
Yeah, I never really got into stuff like that.
Hold on, you beatbox?
No, not like that.
I'm learning things about you.
I ain't got no beatbox.
Let's go. Beatbox session.
Let's go. Okay.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Porterway Podcast. Showtime, Sean P. Beatboxing Ant with two T's. And go to porterway.com.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of merchandise on there. I know you all drink some coffee. Y'all drink some tea. Y'all drink some other stuff. Y'all hydrate. Hydrate yourself with a TPWP mug. Go to theporterway.com and get your mug now.
Mm-hmm. And don't flush wipes down your toilets. That's coming from our plumbing side of me. Shout out to the people that think I only do the Porterway podcast. I still have my plumbing company. My boy said, man, I need somebody to install my toilet. I said, that's crazy, man. I'm not right. I forgot, Anthony. I just think about the Porterway. So no, I still do. I work a 9-to-5 every
business
day.
Business is going well, right?
Yeah, business is going very well.
Try to get some extracurricular recording in with you. You're.
Yeah, Sean wants. When you want to do extra stuff. Yeah, we got to make it happen. I thought you were talking about the time. Didn't you bring up the cameras follow me to work? Was that you or somebody
Hell
else?
No,
it's somebody in our camp. Somebody in our camp wanted to put cameras on me while I'm working.
Oh, that's got to be it.
It could have been DDA too. I don't know. Somebody wanted to put cameras on me while I'm working. I'm like, I don't know.
Shout out to Andy. I wanted to get that promo in real quick. I know we don't spend a lot of time letting you guys know that we got that. Also, of course, I'm sure you know by now the Patreon. Please, TPWP, there's a tier on there for you. You get some merchandise. You get some percentage off of the merchandise when you go and you sign up over there at our Patreon. And I got some much stuff I'm getting on there. I got something to talk to you about offline. I want to get you on there. So we'll talk about that offline. But I want to put it in your ear, because if I don't put it in your ear, then we'll never talk about it.
Okay.
You know me.
And then we got to talk about, was May 4th, Las Vegas. Porterway Podcast in the house.
Yeah.
Where we at?
I'm pretty sure we're in the house. I got
they
some other
already
stuff
invited
going.
You.
I know.
Oh, we got some other stuff going
I'm
on?
I'm double booked.
Because of Canelo weekend?
No.
Oh, God.
No. I started this suit line, Sean Porter Suits.
Yeah, and where you supposed to be that day?
Yeah, listen, I got my suit line on the runway, man. We in a fashion show. So,
okay, and where's that fashion show at? In Vegas?
It's here. No. It's here in Vegas. Yeah.
That's the same day, though.
It's the same day. So I'm trying to figure out how the times is going to clash. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, just go.
Nonetheless, Box Fan Expo is back here in Las Vegas. Yeah. We call it. Yeah, we got to honor the young man, Canelo. Canelo weekend, May 4th.
Yeah.
The Box Fan Expo will be right here at the convention center. Yes, the Las Vegas Convention Center. Get your tickets now. We have a link. You click on the link and you get your tickets. And when you get there, you say what's up. You look for the cameras and you come to the Porterway Podcast and you let us know we love y'all. We support y'all. We bought our tickets through y'all. And I'm gonna dap you up. I'm gonna say thank you. And I'm gonna say all right, peace. All right, cool.
So Sean's doing it again where he got to fix his mic. He put it inside his shirt. So if y'all ain't hear none of that, that's because his mic was inside his jacket.
They heard it all, right?
And he got a suit line.
They heard it, just a little rustling.
Anyway, hey, let's show real quick. Let's show who's going to be here. So far, they are going after everybody they can get. I know a few of the names, but I'd rather show and tell than just tell. I'm sure Roy is going to be here. That's the Roy Jones he's signed on. He's
Sean Porter.
Flip through. Come on, let's keep it going. Clarissa Shields, okay. The GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Flip through. Franchon Cruz, my girl, in the building. May 4th, y'all got to be there. Juan Manuel Marquez.
Put Pacquiao to sleep.
Marco Antonio Barrera.
Oh, legend.
Yes.
Entertaining fight.
That is Michael. Michael Spinks. Michael Spinks,
okay. Yeah.
Michael Spinks. Eric Morales.
Okay.
Who else?
Sean Porter. Okay.
At the moment. Okay. Now I'm more than likely going to be there.
Okay.
I ain't going to play them like that. Can't play them like that, but we're going to figure it out. The Porterway Podcast, we will be there enjoying and having some fun with y'all. Always look forward to the expos so that we can hang out with y'all. You hang out with fans, it seems every day, it seemed like.
No. Every day I see fans a lot when I'm out and about. I think I'm more out and about than you, though.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere, yes. Even when I'm doing my football stuff, people want to talk boxing. I'm like... shout out to everybody that gives me a message to give to Sean. Most of the time I don't make it to him. I got about at least 30 messages to give to you.
30?
Yeah, and then, I'm just be honest. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but...
That's hilarious.
Man, how'd you feel about the shocking news, Sean? Our group text went crazy.
I wasn't expecting that.
Me either.
Wasn't expecting Keith Thurman to get injured and have to bow out of this fight. I was disappointed.
Yes.
Talked to my dad. My dad said, I'm not even going to put it on him, but I did talk to my dad about it. My dad said he's had 4 fights since we fought. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, that's impossible. My dad, of course, pulls it up on his phone. I'm like, 4 fights since we fought.
This one will be the first one in a minute.
And I told my dad, I said, we don't see this in boxing. We see this in other sports, especially basketball, where basketball will plague a rookie year, come out bossing and get an injury, and then that injury just plagues that player the rest of their career. It seems like, once he got a hold of 2 straps, it was like the injuries just have continued to haunt him. And I'm like, bruh, what is going on? When you get to this point where you can't make it all the way through a training camp healthy, can't make it to the ring healthy, it's about that time.
About that time to... I think, honestly, I don't know. I think Keith was already on that time.
Yeah.
He was just kind of cementing his legacy. To get a couple more fights off. Possibly go out with a title.
Yeah.
But I think Keith ideally would like to be in your situation right now.
Yeah.
I think Keith's done with the game. But that's just me from the outside looking in. But like I told you last week, Sean, your body's not meant to be punched. Some people, your body just can't take all that wear and tear.
Yeah.
And I think his body is starting to fail him, which sucks. But I think that's what's happening. I mean, going into the Danny Garcia fight, he said, this is after the fight was over. I guess he had an arm injury. Mm-hmm. Then Danny hit him with a big shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that's the same arm or not.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's the same. But if it's one of those things, his body's just not recovering from it no more.
Yeah.
And if it hasn't recovered, when was that Danny fight, Sean? 2017?
2017, because we fought in 2016.
Yeah, and if your body hasn't recovered yet, I don't know if you can ever make it through a whole camp.
Yeah.
If you really want to train like you want to train, you can BS a camp, right?
Yeah. You can BS a camp.
Yeah, but it'll show in the ring.
It'll show up on fight night.
Yeah.
For anybody out there that don't think that my dad is a good trainer, or I personally know my dad, I know his experience, the list goes on. So for me and for our camp, he's a Hall of Fame trainer. Don't have the credentials at this point in time to be a quote unquote Hall of Fame
trainer. Yeah, just one fighter.
Hall of Fame trainer.
That'll hold him back.
Yeah, but listen, I'll tell this real quick and then we got a great guest coming on today. Excited to have this young man come on to the Porterway Podcast. Back in 2015, my dad said, I want you to get your conditioning and your body to a level that you only have to train 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, the older you get, you're not going to be able to work that hard. Mm-hmm. And let's start this program now. Let's get you to that optimum now. That way you don't have to train 5-6 days a week, 7 days a week and kill yourself like everybody else. I want you going to the ring as fresh as you can. I was training Monday, sparring Tuesday, training Wednesday, sparring Thursday. Friday was yoga. Saturday was a massage. Sunday was nothing. It gets to a point where you need more rest and recovery than you even need training.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be, at this point, like somebody like Keith, I was in 2015, 2016, all the way up till probably 2018 or 2019 when we kind of went back to training 5 days a week. But we were training so consistently and training at such a high level that I would go hard Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, looking forward to Friday and the weekend. And that's how you preserve your body. You know what I mean? So when you may look at Kenny Porter like he don't know it all, the man's a genius. You know, because I'm young and he got me training like that.
Somebody I like to talk to about that after 33, 34 be Floyd. What did you do?
Yeah.
Because Floyd always hard work, dedication. Yeah. Like, what did you do?
Yeah.
Because he looked amazing over to the end.
There you go. We got to welcome this young man to the Porter Way podcast. I'm happy to have him. Mm-hmm. Floyd Schofield. What's Floyd's ring name?
Kid Austin.
Bring it to the Porter Way podcast, Kid Austin. Let's get him on. Let's get him on.
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's the fade? There it is. Oh, and dad.
What's up? I always got dad with me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pops.
What's up?
Why we ain't call him Kid New Jersey? A Jersey City.
Because the only place he could turn professional at 17 was Texas.
Okay.
And we were moving to Austin, Texas, so he could turn professional.
Okay.
And the marketing director was trying to figure a name for him. They said, he's a kid in Austin. And that's how that came
up. Oh, okay. Because I always wanted to know.
I had this thought this morning. I was like, should I text the dad, make sure dad come on too? Because I really want them both together. I didn't have to even text that. I appreciate the way y'all move, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all move as a unit and y'all together and everything. How's the ride so far?
Oh, it's good. It's like my best friend right here. You know, this is the person I had growing up in my life. So he always going to be here with me, you know, in every interview, you know, everywhere I go, because this is my, you know, my God right here. Without him, I wouldn't be the man I am today, and I'm still growing as a man.
And I always give advice on father's sons. Being somebody who lost their dad early, your dad's the only man in the world that wants you to be better man than him. Mm. So, man, listen to your father, man. Mm. He wants the best for you at all times, even when he getting on your damn nerves, because it happens. It's just because you're turning into him, believe it or not. I got a kid. I'm like, man, I'm my dad. This is crazy. But it's a blessing in disguise, man.
Hey, Dad, so what was this a goal of yours to have a relationship with your son, like more like that you are best friends? Was that a goal of yours, you know, when you had Kid Austin?
We didn't have a choice, because when I got custody of him, he was 2 years old, and I was in the music industry, and we got homeless. So he was like the only person I could talk to at growing up. So we ended up getting a bond, more friends, because he's the only person I could say, yo, I don't know how we're going to eat today. Yeah. And
wow.
So it's different. So it just grew into that. And he's teaching me about me. He's teaching me how to be a dad. He's teaching me so much about me as an elder. Like, I could go to his other brothers and have a relationship because he teaches me what's right and wrong as a dad.
My dad said the same thing about me. He said he's teaching me just as much as I'm teaching him.
Yeah, that's true.
When it comes to the boxing game, have you guys, I know obviously we have some small experience together. We were hung out for about a week out here in Las Vegas before I fought Terrence Crawford. I was just mentioning that to Ann over here. He didn't even know that. But have you guys, for the sake of words, studied other father and sons in the boxing game to kind of develop your bond and your family, you know, I guess meshing the family and the business together? Have you guys, you know, studied other father and son duels?
Can't you see it? You know we study. We see it every day. I brought him, you know the funny thing, Sean? You didn't take a picture with him, and that broke his heart.
Oh,
because he studied you so much, I wanted to bring him to your dad, because your dad developed that style.
Yeah.
And so he grew up studying you and Aaron Pryor. And he would be like, this guy's like Aaron Pryor, how he moving. He loved it so much that when he got down there, it disappointed him. He was like, yo.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
You know?
I told my dad, I'm like, yo, this dude didn't even take a picture of me. I guess he was locked in. I didn't know. So
yeah.
Because I'm still like 17 about that time. I'm like, yeah, he didn't even take a picture of me. And I was like, he probably just focused. I know, forget that, man. He didn't even take a picture of me. I figured you was just locked in. So I was like, you know what? I'll leave it alone.
Well, you know, we did go on that run. We talked. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's better than a pitcher. You know what I mean? Yeah, I thought that replaced the pitcher. Nah. I was like, I got him. I took him under my wing under a run. He beat me halfway. Nah. You know what I mean? So that was good enough.
Me in your house watching the football game. So I was like, you know what? It makes up for it.
Yeah.
So he studied. He studied you.
Yeah.
And that's why y'all can see so much comparison.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be a better version of you, being able to fight both styles.
Absolutely.
Keeping it real. And so now we're here.
Yes, sir.
But he would always have y'all videos playing. Like, I noticed off the top of my head, like, he would come in my room and he would show me a video of you running in, like, the desert or sand or something. Y'all had the Jeep with y'all and whatnot.
Yeah.
Your dad had the body shield on and you'd be hitting it.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, we need to go out there and be doing that.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah. No, we worked really hard and I always try to set the best example. Dad, hearing you say you want him to be he's supposed to be a better version of me. Hell yeah, he's supposed to be a better version of me because he's been able to see me. My dad watched others, but basically created everything that I did based off of who I am. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and now seeing that other people have really kind of grasped onto both myself and my dad and who we were in the ring, out of the ring. It definitely humbles me and makes me feel like, you know, my job has been done. All that being said, though, of course, the noise after the last fight is what really caught my attention. Like, you know what? Let me get the young man on the podcast. How do y'all feel when y'all hear people say he looks like Sean Porter? Of course, you get the good and the bad. But overall, when you hear that comparison, how does that make you feel?
I'm like Sean Porter, world champion, you know. I don't really, you know, that's their opinions. You know, I get a lot of mixtures between a lot, mostly you, but I get a lot of mixtures between people. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm me. And, you know, if people think, you know, if I like this person, so be it. As far as I'm winning, you know, I'm doing what I got to do. I'm staying out of trouble. So I'm
fine with the comparisons.
I can see it. I'll be watching. I can see it. And I'll be like, at the end of the day, I'm the only real one fighting.
Yeah.
Like out there getting down and dirty to fighting. So
yeah.
I'll take it.
What and I like Sean, about
you never got your behind me. You come out talking right. Your dad did something really right.
Come on and now.
Every chance.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Now, what I like about you, man, you're 21 years old in the game early, looking great. Obviously, you're making a few mistakes, but you haven't even peaked, bro. Believe it or not. I don't know. So you're going to make mistakes. I told Sean this last week. I said, yeah, he looks great, but he still has a lot of stuff he got to work on. 27, 26, 28, Schofield's going to be a problem. But you already got the attention of the top guys, and everybody mentioned your name already. So you're doing something right.
I don't know why, bro. It's because I'm like, I be calling them out, and I don't know if they think it is disrespect or whatnot, which you shouldn't take it as disrespect. You know, we fighters, we're supposed to take the challenges. But it's like everybody gets so tenderhearted, and I'm like, bro, I just want to get a fans that they want to see. Fans want to see fights. They don't want to see us playing tag and tickling each other in the ring, you know.
Yeah, people just want to fight on Twitter these days.
That's want to fight. And they undefeated on Twitter, I'll tell you that one.
Let me tell y'all, Shakur came at us first. I don't be jumping out there. Shakur directly messaged us.
He jumped in my DM.
Somebody about how he got to fuck us up because we moving up in the ranks. So we was like, all right, let's fight then. So then he told us fight Zepeda. We agreed to fight Zepeda to fight him. Then he come up with fight Mason Zepeda, all this bullshit. Then he turned around and go to try to fight Zepeda. It's like, yo, you gave us your word. I even got the messages. I can show y'all. He gave us his word. So when we come out like that way, it's because, yo, him and Shakur would take pictures with him in the amateurs all the time. They had a friendship. Every time Shakur needed help, Shakur would call him. He'll go there, help Shakur and spar and get ready for his fights. So it's like, yo, for Shakur to go behind us like that, it's like, yo, Shakur was saying he couldn't get a fight. So he wanted to help his
That's
friend.
All it was.
He
like, said, let's yo, get
I'll fight you so
fight.
You can show your greatness. He came in to suck my dick and all this other crazy shit. It's just like, yo, I don't understand this era of boxers. I thought the best was supposed to fight the best and the young learn from the old. You know, it's just weird now and everybody saw.
And you guys are you guys from the same area, right?
Well, he in Jersey?
Yeah.
New Jersey. He's from Jersey. He was born in Jersey City.
Oh, okay.
But he grew up in Georgia. He didn't grow up around
Georgia. I grew up in Atlanta.
Okay. Well, I guess it's one of those things, like I was always told, they want to help you when you're coming up, but when you get up, they don't want to help you. They want to shit on you, put you down.
But it's just like, it's boxing, you know, like, yeah. It's all about taking risks. You know, I feel like fighters, it's just a spirit of loss. And like, who cares about a loss? It's about giving the fans what they want to see and providing for your family. You know, all this cherry picking is this. It's cool and all, you know, if you want to get out the ring safe. And but I love fighting.
It seemed pretty real, but how real is it? Or and also how realistic, Dad? Like, this is a question for both of y'all. For you, Kid Austin, how serious are you about taking on somebody like Shakur Stevenson or somebody at that level this soon in the game? And then, Dad, like, from a business standpoint, do you think it makes sense right now? And how realistic do you think a fight like that is for Kid Austin?
It's up to you.
I'll go first. It's just like, I just love fighting. I like challenges. I love challenging myself. And don't get me wrong, no disrespect to none of the fighters I'm fighting now. They good and all. They cool and all. But it's like, I'm not challenging myself. I'm not having to bring the best out of me, you know. I mean, I've been cut twice, you know, as a 21-year-old. I continue fighting. I don't let blood faze me. And I just feel like boxing, it's not dying, but it's like fans want to see fights, you know. They want to see the Shakur versus Tank, Devin versus Shakur, all those fights. And I feel like I'm a throwback fighter, so I'm going to give them what they pay for. Yeah, so I just love fighting, man. See, I'm ready to fight now.
For me, I know he'll beat Shakur. Easy. Shakur know he'll beat Shakur.
And that's a good point. And it's I'm not just talking out my behind, because it's like I've sparred with him, you know, as a 17-year-old, 18-year-old, and I've held my own. I know what I got. So it's not. So right now I'm in the point where I'm not really saying their names no more, because I know we're in the same division and it's only a matter of time before we run into each other. So I'm going to have to, you know, do what I said I was going to do.
And from the business side, after Frank Martin moves, he's number two in the WBA. Mm-hmm. We got to fight for a title. It ain't like we've been throwing it out there. We
You can't say that. After Frank loses.
Either Frank Martin or Tank, one of them going to lose and we're going to be number two in the WBA. And so we got to fight either Lomachenko. Frank Martin don't want to fight us already. He already said that. Shakur running. Devin hauled ass almost two divisions up after we whipped his ass. I mean, like, we've been in the ring with these people. It ain't like it's fake. They know who we are. I always said he's the greatest boxer of all time. None of these champions came out and said no. I always said he beat these champions up when he sparred them. None of them came out and said he lying.
See? Now, here we go. You told people you beat me up.
No, listen, hold on.
I'm going to get y'all off this podcast. Why goddamn now?
Let me know when you need some more sparring, because don't get me wrong. I think you did three or four rounds. I think it was three or four.
Yeah.
It wasn't more than that. I ain't going to lie.
Sean kicked your ass?
No, he didn't. No.
Sean kicked your ass. He's out of breath. I'm keeping it breath.
No, I was out of breath. Well, we was at the top of the mountain. I was supposed to be out of breath.
That's why took you up there.
But it's like, I'm like, man,
Sean, man,
bro. Yeah, he, Sean.
Not the man I used to be. I can't get down like that no more.
You the only fighter that ever manhandled me in the ring.
And that's why he manhandled them now. Because you taught him how to throw that body on them, make them tired, you know, just off of certain things. So he learned a lot from that little bit.
I'm going to get my get back, though. Just let me know when you're not retired.
I'm all the way retired. But let's do this. Just so that everybody, like, that sees this understands like how serious y'all are, because you're gonna get a lot of people. He's 21. He can't get down with Shakur. We're both on record for saying we think it's a little too soon for Shakur. What is it about Kid Austin? What do you have going to the ring that you know this is what we this is who we are. This is what we gonna use to beat Shakur Stevenson, Frank Martin, some of those big names out there. Like, why is he the guy?
Real fast, who did Shakur fight? What made Shakur the guy?
For me, personally...
Wait, no, we got to be honest. What made Shakur the guy? The guy who got the championship from, a C-level fighter?
I'm going to answer this, and I'm going to answer it as a fighter. Kid Austin right now, I'm on record for saying this. He's doing to his opponents what he's supposed to do to them right now. Those guys ain't supposed to stand up against him. They're not supposed to, but he's going to get to a point where somebody's supposed to stand up and we'll see what happens. But at this point in time, again, there's a lot of people on here saying he only 21. Who has he fought? We don't know until you get there. And so when you look at somebody like Shakur, you're right. He really ain't fought the biggest or the toughest names out there. However, I personally think that his skill, who he is as a fighter, it don't matter who's in front of him. He gonna do what he do.
Now, after his nose break, do you think he's mentally strong enough to stay in it? You see him break down against shoulder shots. Do you think after we break his jaw, his nose, he's gonna take it?
I mean, Shakur, he couldn't fight with an injured left hand. I mean, his coach was telling him to throw it. I mean, I'm out here, you know, getting cuts over my eyes, getting cut and still getting hit in those cuts. I ain't even complaining. Go back to the corner, come out. I'm ready to do what I got to do. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm just going to win off a straight grit. Like I said, you said I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing to these opponents. I agree. But it's like, it's not about that. It's about the step up. It's about me challenging myself. I don't care what everybody else thinks. You know, I already know I get those comments. He not ready. He too young. But it's like, it's not about that. It's about, I want to be the greatest boxer of all time. I can't be calling myself that if I'm fighting these level of fighters I'm fighting now.
Let me ask you this. When you look at other fighters and you see what they've gone through in their careers and stuff like that, at this point in your career, do you personally think there's a specific experience you need to have before you get in the ring with some of these big names? Or are you just ready for it?
No, when did Shakur call for his title on his 15th fight, right?
Yeah.
They're about the same thing. He got 16. It's about normal. Why would we call out Shakur? And Shakur did the same exact thing. It's, oh my God, get Austin, is he too young? Shakur did the same shit. And if everybody felt that way, Ali never would have proved he was great. I know what I've seen, and I'm going to protect my son. I know Shakur won't last past 4 rounds. Shakur don't like getting hit. I've seen it. Shakur ain't gonna take
the I love getting hit. Now I'm gonna stop jumping in though, but I love getting hit.
No, you good. You good to jump in. That's cool.
And the only one I would say I would make him wait for is Tank. But if Tank came, we're gonna fight. But Tank is the only one because Tank got that real power. Shakur don't got threatening power. He got 10 knockouts. He's a step up for us that's not a danger for us. Devin Haney too big right now. He grew, so all of them would be dangerous. Shakur's the easiest step. Truthfully,
the only side I'm looking at it, coach, and I know your son, he don't give a damn about this, but I'm looking at the business side of it, costing you $3 or $4 million. That's the part I'm looking at. This is a mega fight in 3 or 4 years.
Well, maybe Sean could guide me because I never went through this process of step.
I was gonna say 1 or 2 years. This could be a mega fight because. Again, your son's doing everything he needs to do when he gets on the platform, and that's what he's supposed to do. My thing, so I asked that question to answer it for myself. One thing that would concern me, you get in the ring with a fighter that's making you think a little bit more than you're used to, and the clock is ticking. When it comes to a 12-round fight, we know that the 12-round pace is a little bit different from the 4 to 6 to 8 round pace. You know what I mean? So we never really changed my pace, but you see us, we was training in the mountains. We was running in the desert in 100-degree weather with the gloves on. You know what I mean? Like, we built ourselves up. How do you know he's built and ready for that? That's kind of what my question is.
Because since he was little, we trained 3 times a day. He been homeschooled standing in front of boxes since 8. He literally trained 3 times a day, recover 2 times a week. We have a system. We've been doing this. We train harder than these dudes in their camps. And I'm talking serious. That's why we went to everybody camp. So we could know exactly who's doing what, how they doing what. It's strategic. Since he was young, I was planning for these moments. I was designing him to be a weapon in boxing. He know every style of boxing, all 5 styles and both stances. He know all the defenses. Why he going in there giving these guys a chance is because he want to play like a cat play with his food. Shakur landed one punch in 4 rounds.
Which was a good body shot. It's on record, good body shot.
Devin get fumbled and get all nervous, break his hand trying to get this guy up. I seen this with my own eyes. And they can't lie and say I didn't.
And the bad part, we say release the footage all the time.
All of them got footage. We not bluffing.
You don't got footage of me, do you?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I want to show that.
Look, he looked at him like, well, do we got that skill?
Who's a few people you guys been in camp with? So they could put some respect on your name. Like, you've been up in there with the names.
Oh, yeah, I've been Sean. I've been, Robert Easter, Adrian Broner, Tank
twice.
Shakur, Devin, JoJo Diaz,
getting him ready for his fight. So we got all these champions ready for their fight. Today, like, we wasn't their sparring partners. We was in their sparring with them, working. And he's a kid. He didn't have one pro fight yet. These champions designed him.
The bad part, they called me. Yeah. Right. I was a nobody. They called me. So, I mean,
they know what's
and like happening. I said, sparring is sparring. Maybe they was having a
bad
day.
We've been in there with Mason. Mason, I was asking him not to hit Mason so hard.
He beat his brother up.
These dudes are not threats for us. All of that is acts. It's a different when you got a kid that was designed to fight. Yeah. Every day fighting. I used to have him as a kid spawn without a head kid. He was trained to be a pro fighter, not an amateur fighter. From a kid. So I want to put him up against the best so then we could see what he got. How do I know what I got to correct? Or what he might have to correct if we're not in the ring while he's young. We want to do it before the frontal cortex is developed, before the power is in both hands like a grown man. We want to learn this now. But these dudes are scared. I'm trying to give them a chance.
Yeah, I just like fighting. As an amateur, I was, you know, still trying to find myself, still trying to, you know, see if I really wanted to do the boxing. But, you know, when I turn pro, it's just like, I just love fighting.
Are you a fan of the game too, or are you just I fight and that's it?
Pretty much. That's all it is. Which one? I don't do nothing. Y'all see, I got my wisdom teeth out the other day, but besides that, like, I'm at home chilling, you know, when I'm not fighting or in camp. I'm just chilling watching boxing.
So you are a boxing fan. You watch a lot of boxing.
Nah.
I
like
You don't watch boxing?
I guess, because sometimes I have my moments where I'm like, I'm bored. Let me watch some boxing. So I guess, but it's to the point where I just like fighting. You know, I want to be in the gym 24/7. Like, even right now, so I got my wisdom teeth. I got my cut. I can't be in the gym. I feel fat. You know, I just.
I'm going to say a name. This is for Kid Austin. I'm going to say a name, and I want you to tell me about this fighter. Each name that I give you, tell me about this fighter. And we're going to start with Abdullah Mason. Tell me about Abdullah Mason.
He's slick. I like his attitude. He's real humble. Like, he remind me of me. Like, he just want to fight. He don't talk. You know, he just want to fight. I feel like he's a good fighter, but I can't curse, but,
Is that a future fight?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I want that to be a future fight because I feel like he's going to have a title in the division, too. So I know that's a soon fight, like a year or so.
Last week we had Zepeda.
Yes.
Tell me about Zepeda.
Zepeda, he just throw a lot of punches. Yes. And I like that. I want to see, like, let's go at it. And let's see if you can take my punches with your punches. But, yeah, that's really it. He just throw his conditioning is crazy. That's all, like, but he have a lot of openness. He leave his body open, he leave his face open. But I just feel like he got good body punches, and he know how to break down his opponent. He just throw a lot of punches.
Are you good with that? If you got to go through Zepeda to get to Shakur Stevenson, you good with that?
You would not. Yeah, Zepeda.
We agree. That's the first person we agreed to.
Those would be the easiest fights for him. A person that's that wide open. Oh my God.
Yeah, Zepeda been knocked down before. Let's not forget. He been knocked down before. So.
Yeah, see, you like, but you watch boxing. You watch boxing.
Yeah, he watch boxing. This boy.
Shakur Stevenson.
Tender.
Mentally weak.
The hell does tender mean?
He's not used to getting hit.
What the hell does tender mean?
He get offended too easy. Like, he get, like, soft-hearted. Like, you say something about him, he get too, like.
Man, I'm talking about, tell me about him in the ring, man. Tell me about him in the ring.
Oh, okay. Nah, Shakur, he got good skill. I feel like if he learned how to, like, if he had power and learned how to fight in the pocket, he'd be a dangerous fighter. He the only sparring where I had to think. I had to think, you know, with Shakur.
He make you think.
Yeah, he make you think.
But it was easy. This guy, it was easy. I
just let him go. Let him go.
It was primitive because he don't got no power.
And he don't got no movement.
And like, if he jab you in the face, what? All right, That's what it is. But he got skill. Like I said, he was my favorite fighter growing up in the amateurs until he did all this weird stuff lately. Like, I don't really rock with him like that. But growing up, he was my favorite fighter because he had a lot of skill. He still has skill. He got the same skill. He still have a lot of skill, but I just don't like his arrogance, his attitude.
Every time I talk about Shakur, I say he's a master of the distance. He knows how to control distance well. Is that correct?
What happened when you fight a switch fighter that know how to close the distance? Then that distance is gone. What happened when you have somebody who's faster than you and got a better defense than you? Every time you throw, he's going to hit you with a lot of hard ones. Shakur knows what's ahead. That's why he want to go to 140. He's trying to put the stumbling block so he can run to 140. Understand that he want to win some titles and go for the big money. I already know the technique. All you got to do is say that.
It's about time, Nate. He gets some big fights now because, like, you know, he get into that, but he pushing 30, so it's like he need those big fights.
Pushing 30. What about
that ain't old, man? Damn.
What about Tank Davis?
He got a lot of power. I like Tank. I feel like people underestimate Tank. Like, Tank know how to box. He just got so much power, like, where he just gonna wait till you get open and counter you. Like, he don't care. Like, he'll box when he needs to start boxing. And I feel like I like Tank too, because in a way he humble, he don't really start with nobody. But
we watched Tank get stopped a couple of times. Yeah, you know how it works, brother. I'm not gonna put it out. But I know, we know. These champions are fool for us.
Yeah, them Russian
after
ain't
we
no game.
Beat all of them, we go into 140. I'm telling y'all, by the time he's grown man, he's gonna torture this game.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm only 21. Like, everybody, and I like it because I like the pressure. I like proving people wrong. But it's like, I'm 21. Like, what y'all expect? I'm still growing, man. I still got a lot to learn. Like y'all said, I still got some things I need to work on. So what? Like, I'm gonna get to that point where I'll say 24, 25, where I'm like, I'm unstoppable. You know, it's just like, I'm 21. I'm young. But like I said, I like the pressure. You know, I like when the fans, you know, they doubt me. It just makes me go harder. You know,
he's having fun. He's a kid. He's having fun. Oh, Sean, last thing, because you was right. You said something was wrong with Kid Austin. Totally right. He had to get his full wisdom teeth out. The whole squad can't be cut.
No, listen. No, I won't blame my wisdom teeth. Mm-hmm. Look, hear me out. They was hurting. I couldn't spar at all, which I'm starting to realize sparring is what gets you. Like, because I used to think, like, well, I need to spar. Like, sparring is, but sparring, I'm starting to realize it do actually help. You know, you get to work on stuff. So, but I couldn't see. And I don't know what it is. Everybody keep telling me he was rubbing stuff on his gloves. I ain't saying that, and I'm not going to disrespect his coach saying he was doing that. And then I'm not going to disrespect my cut man, because when I told him, like, I couldn't see, he was like, I was stopping the bleeding, like, but I could not see out of my right eye. I don't know if blood just got stuck in there or what, but that was my first time ever in a fight. Like, I had to use my left eye. Like, I was damn near blind, and it was crazy.
I watched a little edit that you did on, I think it was on Instagram. Nice little post. And when I heard you say, in the corner, you said, I can't see. I said, oh, that might have been what I was feeling like. I saw a little off, but you got...
But look, I don't make no excuses. I don't make no excuses because, like, don't get me wrong. Because if you look at my last fight, I was using my jab. I was patient. You know, I was doing what I had to do with my jab and other stuff. This fight, I just couldn't see. So I was going for that Hail Mary. I didn't care. I said he panicked.
I say he panicked because he came in the round for two rounds like that. I can't see out of my
mouth. I did panic the first round.
I think he was panicking, and I had my job is to keep him calm. He got to get through this so that we don't run into a certain shot. So that was my job as a coach, but he was panicking because he couldn't see. And I really think they rubbed something on it because I got a really good cut, man, and he didn't have it bleeding. And just shit don't add up like that. Like, you, if it's Vaseline, it come out of your eye. Other stuff, you blink off. It don't be for two rounds you can't see, then you see it come back. And so it is what it is.
No disrespect. I don't want to take nothing away from this coach. You know, we ain't saying y'all
cheating. You don't have no gloves on, no jacket.
Yeah, you don't fight. Like, after each round, that's crazy. But, like I said, it's boxing. You know, on to the next learning lesson.
Hey, Pops. You know, he probably won't get this. Me, you, and Sean will. Make him watch Bloodsport when he got the chalk through in his eye. And he remained calm no matter what. He couldn't even say.
With that, Karate Dude?
Yeah.
Karate Dude.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But in the gym, I always told him, when sweat get in his eye, be like, trying to stop now. Keep
he do
doing
say
it,
that. Blood in your he eye. Do say it. You might sparring, not see out of that. Like, I have my hair grease and whatnot, and it go in my eye and sparring. He'd be like, nah, use the other eye. I'd be like, bro, wipe my eye. He like, no, turn around. And use that other eye. And if I and then if I get hit with a punch, like a combination, because I can't see, he made me do 25 push-ups. It's crazy. Hey, but it worked. In the ring.
Hey, man, advice I'll give you, man. You're a humble, nice, good young man. I could see that, man. You not cussing. Hey, I'm about to be 38, man. My mom haven't heard me cuss once in front of her. And I'll keep it like that. Except when she watched the podcast. But, hey, man, one thing I'll give you advice that my grandma told me. Kindness will take you where money won't. So keep doing what you're doing, man. You're a good kid, and keep you got your dad in your corner. He going to do all the talking. Let him go. Sometimes just let Pops go.
Sure do, but I think you have one.
Man. But, man, y'all got a good combination, man. I wish y'all nothing but success and nothing but blessings.
Thank you. We're going to try to hold the door for a year, but the business and the business partner sometimes shove you right in there.
Yeah.
You know, WBA want him to be champion. So them and Golden Boy and his own, you know, they still got business behind the scenes. So we can run it but so much. But as soon as they get that call, we got to step up the plate and be ready.
Well, God bless y'all. We're here for y'all, and we'll talk to you offline, man. God bless y'all. Thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Yes, sir. Oh, man.
That was nothing but watching you and your dad. That's all that was. Good kid.
Yeah.
Good young kid.
Yeah.
Hey, Pop's going to talk to my son because I know what my son can do.
Yeah.
It's one of them things.
Yep.
I know what my son can do.
Yep.
And I can see that. I'm like, man, that's like me and 20 years of my son.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep talking because I know what I built. Your dad knew what he built in you.
Yeah.
He know what he built in his son.
Yeah. As I look at him and I'm just... I know for me at that young age, I really didn't understand the business. Yeah. I didn't understand the all of the things you just learn and grow into as you become a vet in this sport. And so I really can't put outside of like, you know, the what we call like some of the fundamental things that they were doing incorrectly, that he was doing incorrectly. You know, he was lunging and things like that. I did that. You know what I mean? I don't think he used his jab enough. I think there's some things he's going to learn along the way that we can see right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain things that mentally are just going to, as you, just like I always say, boxing is just like life. Mm-hmm. You wake up when you're 30 years old, you're like, damn, like I don't do what I used to do when I was 25. And you look back at it, you just laugh at it. It's going to be things. I asked that question, what do y'all think I need to improve on? I asked him this question in 4 years. He was like, yo, back then I didn't know it, but now I know what I had to improve on now. You know what I mean? So I think it's things that they still may not know that they got to improve on, but they're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, you know me, I'm big on how character and stuff like that. And I see his dad raised him right. Man, I know boxers now, anytime you say something to them, they threaten with guns and they'll kill you and stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to make more money being like that kid than the other kid.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. But just one of those things, their character.
You got to find a balance.
Volumes.
Yeah.
You got to grow up one day.
You got to find a balance. You know what I mean? The one name I didn't throw out at him, Devin Haney, he's at 140. A lot of people are bothered by his dad right now because they don't see the balance. Dad is, Bill. Bill is, you know, a lot of the things that he's doing now is he's so in your face, you know? It's only a matter of time before his son gets in the ring and does what he does, but he's got to find a balance, you know what I mean? I feel like my dad and I, we had good balance where my dad said a lot, didn't say a little, didn't say too much, but then we was always able to get in the ring and put it down, you know what I mean? So
I think they have balance. Because he talked that ish. Devin is a soft-spoken kid. So
yeah.
He don't really talk, but he can back it up now.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get into peak Devin Haney.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a problem for a lot of people.
Because
you should have got in when you should have. So, boxing about to get fun.
Yeah, it's about to get real fun, especially with young kid Austin coming up.
Yeah, he's going to have something to say.
Let's transition real quick into this week's fights.
We was kind of talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, I know where does
Keith Thurman go from here, Sean Porter? Get the surgery ASAP, recover. I don't know how long his recovery. Let's say,
bro, you said it already, though. But you said it already. You said, I don't know if he's going to get another one.
No, Keith Thurman is a liability for a main event. I'm not going to put you in a main event, Keith Thurman. I'm not going to. I run a company. I know how it is. They took a loss, okay? They're in the red right now. That may not be in the red, but there was a lot of things had to change.
Yeah.
We did 2 months, a month of work we had to do in a week.
You can't get people excited. You're killing us. And then that doesn't happen.
We gave you an opportunity.
Yeah.
What is this? This was 2 years he was off?
Yeah.
And so at this point, Keith can come back and fight. You won't be. I'll put you in a co-main, Brian Castano, Lubin, something like that. You ain't getting nothing soft touches. You gotta go, baby.
Damn.
If you gonna come back, come back.
Damn.
What?
You ain't said nothing wrong.
Yeah.
What else can be said?
Ramos. Yeah. I don't know. But at this point, yeah. And don't get me wrong, Keith can win all those fights, but at the same time, can Keith body hold up for Keith? You've been getting yourself in a lot of trouble lately. I told somebody in the top, if you do the top 10 pound for pound, 5 people don't like Sean right now. Okay? And that's supposed to be my job. You're supposed to be the respectful one. Okay? So I'm the guy. I don't care. I can walk away from this shit. I don't care. Okay? I want you. I'll take it. Okay? So you stop right, saying stuff. Right. Okay? You're the respectable guy, the Hall of Famer that earned in the ring.
Nonetheless, now we got Tim Tszyu and we got Sebastian Fundora.
My dad, I'm hyped.
You are?
Hyped.
Well.
Hyped, Sean.
Well.
It never did like this to me.
It's stylistically, I was intrigued by Keith Thurman and Tim Tszyu.
Okay.
I'm not intrigued per se by Fundora and Tim Tszyu. However, I'm like, yo, this fight might be more fun to watch than the fight between Keith Thurman and Tim Tszyu.
You got two pressure fighters. One a pressure fighter, but he don't throw. He's a counter puncher. One's a pressure and he's throwing. And Sean, he's a southpaw. You got a week to prepare for a southpaw? That's six. How was he? 6'6"? You don't prepare for that.
But his brother's a southpaw.
Who brother?
So, Tim. Tim's brother's his brother's 6'6"? I just said his brother ain't 6'6", damn it. I went around, his brother ain't 6'6", but he's a southpaw. So
okay.
you don't want to
hear
that?
His brother fights?
Yeah, his brother fights.
He like respectable?
He all right. Yo, his brother had a nice fight over the last time I went to Australia.
Okay, he was on the
His brother got knocked down the first round. I said, oh, it's a wrap. And his brother came back and knocked the other dude out. Okay. So, you know, it's in the blood.
All right.
So, you know, when you're talking about who going to win this fight, consider that. It's in the blood. Now go on and go with what you got.
You was preparing for an orthodox fighter.
Right-hander.
It's hard to... What do you prepare for Keith? This patient counterpuncher, I guess? I don't even know what Keith is. He's not what he fought when he fought you. He's not that no more, so yeah. I don't even know how to even...
Yeah.
I don't know. But I like this. Fundora's in shape. He was preparing for a fight. He was winning the Mendoza fight till he got caught, Sean.
100?
He beat Lubin, which was a great fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And got knocked down.
Yeah.
So.
Got off the campus to win. Mendoza's just hit him with a great shot, and that was all she wrote. I got Fundora.
Ooh.
I might have Fundora in a stoppage.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, I might have Fundora in a stoppage.
Damn.
A lot coming all night. What's his name? Tim is there to be hit. He ain't going to move too much. He going to move just enough. Not too much, but he's there to be hit. But he also, hey, Fundora, if you miss, you might say, Mendoza's in the ring again? Because, man, if you miss, them counter punches are coming.
Yeah.
I think I got my man Fundora. What was it called when... The ref gets in and stop it?
TKO, I think. I don't know. So you got the referee jumping in because it's too much on Tim. I got Tim stopping Fundora.
Okay. Opposite side.
50 push-ups on it?
Yeah, why you got to go so many?
I
told you, I'm car shopping.
What, 25 hurt you?
I'm car shopping right now.
What, 30 hurt you?
Yeah, I'm car shopping right now.
What that mean?
Man.
With 30 hurt you? Cars. I need to see you. I need to see it hurt.
Right, we'll talk about it off the air.
No, we ain't gonna talk about it off air. I got. All right, here. Then this is what we'll do. I got 25 on Tim. Okay. You got 25 on Fundora.
Okay.
A stoppage is double.
No. You're adding too much to it. Hell no. Okay, I'm backing out.
I think Fondora is too one-dimensional.
Okay.
I think that while he's 6'6", he's limited.
Okay.
Like you just said, he's not mobile. He's coming right at you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're coming after a guy who knows how to counterpunch, somebody who knows how to be aggressive. But I saw this kid now in 3 fights. I'm not even counting the first fight that I saw him in with Tony Harrison. But in the last 2 fights, I saw him think his way to a victory. Mm. Well, I can't even say with the other kid that he knocked out in the first round either. But definitely with Brian Mendoza. Tim knows how to be patient. He got good eyes for boxing. He knows what he wants to see. He can capitalize when the shots is there. Mm-hmm. And you got a guy that's right in front of you. You don't have to look for Fondora.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, while Fondora is punching down, Tim can get down, get low, get under it. Mm-hmm. Tim can play it from the outside and move a little bit when he needs to. He's got more to bring to the fight than Fondora. I think Fondora is right in your face. I got to land this. And on top of all that, you see a lot of what's coming from Fondora before he even releases it. So that's a recipe for disaster for Fondora. I think Fondora is going to get stopped.
Okay, I mean, I see opposite. I mean, how do you prepare? You can't prepare. There's nobody in the game that's Fondora. You just get out there and you fight him. You do the best you can. I've never seen Tim be smooth like you say and all this ish. That's smooth. That's smooth work. That's a Sean Porter, Keith Thurman back in the day work.
We got some work in. You ain't know about it.
He touched you up too?
Nah.
Jesus, Ken Austin, everybody.
Yo, I've been touched up by the sport, bro. I think it's going to be a fun fight to watch.
That I like this.
It's going to be a fun fight to watch. We got Rolly and Pitbull on the co-main.
Yep.
So we got one fun fight going right into the next fun fight.
I got it 50-50, to be honest.
You got this main event 50-50?
50-50. Like I said, it lost no steam for me.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing for PBC. Yeah. Yeah. you don't feel that?
I got 60-40.
Hey, shout out to PBC, because you guys lucked up on
50-50,
that one.
I got 60-40 for okay. Tim. You got 50-50.
50-50.
I got 60-40 for Tim.
Yeah, good fight.
All right.
I can see Tim winning it, too.
Co-main,
Pitbull versus Rolly. Man. I want to see how Rolly look with Salas. That's number one.
Ooh.
If Salas can work on Rolly and get it, because, man, he turned around Ugas, and I always credit him for that one.
Yeah.
And I think Joe Joyce?
And Joe.
Yeah, so if anybody can do it, yeah. Salas.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm still going with Pitbull, just the coming forward, just a lot for Rolly. I don't know if Rolly got the movement, the defense to deal with a Pitbull cruise. But if Salas got him right, Sean.
Yeah.
Then that's crazy. Yeah, shout out to Salas, man. I got a lot of respect for him ever since you fought Sean Porter.
I do too.
Ever since Sean Porter fight?
Nah, before that.
Oh, okay. Because Sean Porter.
I didn't know him before that, but yeah, before that. Well,
that is the stupid.
I'm just being stupid. I'm really.
With the Salas, it adds something, don't it?
Because let me tell you,
what
we did see against his last fight, we saw that he can move.
Yes. Yep.
We saw against Tank, we saw that he can move and put it together.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw against Barroso is he's gun shy.
After the hit.
You're gun shy.
Mm-hmm. It's like being in a car accident. You don't want to drive
again. This fight ends in a knockout.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, either way.
Do you close your eyes and turn in a circle and pick a corner? Or do you have it distinctive, like 60-40?
Yeah, by 60-40.
Or is it? It's got to be 100% one, either way, because we're saying it's a knockout.
Who Pitbull's trainer? I never did.
Don't know.
Is it that? Man, I don't know who Pitbull trainers.
Not sure.
I just know Sean Gibbons in the corner.
Sean
Gibbons. Yeah. Yeah, that's... Salas changes everything, don't he?
He does.
That's the biggest thing.
Because here's the thing. You got a great coach, but then you always got to talk about, can you execute? So you train in and train to make you get comfortable training, but under the fire, are you going to be cool? And
his dad trains him.
Huh?
His dad trains him.
It sounded like you said your dad trains him.
I know. No, his dad.
I said, huh? I'm going with Pitbull.
Okay.
I'm going with Pitbull. Even though, this is my problem with Pitbull, if you're moving on him, he can't punch and move at the same time. He has to literally be arm's distance away from you before he punches. And he letting go a lot of fire. But the thing with that is, you see it all coming. It's fun to watch.
His last fight, dude was getting off.
It's fun to watch, but if he don't land, it's like...
And his looping shots. If you throw straight-ish. But the one thing you said that got me... This the only reason why I'm rolling with Pitt. Not, you know, I'm a Rolly fan. I prefer Rolly to win. But is Rolly still gunshot? If Rolly's not gunshot, I got Rolly.
Yeah.
It's like being in a car accident, Sean.
Yeah,
Next time you drive, you're scared to drive.
Yeah.
Have you got over that yet?
Because here's the thing. We know Rolly can punch.
And he got hit with a shot before his last fight. Remember? It went circle.
Yeah. And we know Pit Bull is coming right at you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like you running, the momentum, it's like.
It's a good fight.
It's a good fight.
We got 250-50s?
I want to go on record for saying this.
Okay. This shot from Sean Porter.
If Rolly moving and ain't punching, this fight going to be boring. Okay. Because Pitbull is not going to be able to catch him.
Okay.
You got to sit down.
Rolly got to sit down and throw a shot?
If he sit down, it'd be fun for us. Won't be fun for them, but it'd be fun for us.
Yeah, somebody going to sleep. This ends in a knockout.
Yeah.
Then
got Bochuk coming back in the ring, and we got him against Brian Mendoza. Brian just had a tough fight against Tim Zhu. He's actually been training with Tim because Tim was getting ready to fight Keith.
Okay.
He been out here and he was training with Brian. It's a good.
How's that work?
It's a good sparring session for a Keith Thurman, but not, of course, for a Tal Fundora. However, just saying all that to say Brian Mendoza is in shape. He stays in the gym. He's told us that before. I've seen him strong. And he's got a good fighter across from him, Serhii Bochuk. Only one loss by knockout.
That was preparing for Fundora.
That was preparing for Fundora. So. This one should be fun.
Yeah.
Cause this one's a lot like the main event where you got both guys. Well, not like the main event. Which one would this be like?
Just a good fight.
Yes.
Stands out on its own. It's nothing like the co-main or the main.
Bochuk is all about the business. He coming in for the knockout. I don't know if y'all know this, but 23 of his fights that he's won have all been by knockout. So he's got his 100% knockout rate. And there's some serious knockouts on that record, not just a whole bunch of cream puffs and I done knocked them all out. Like, he got some legit strong guys ahead of in front of him that he's knocked out. So,
hey, shout out to Fundora for getting back. He was going to get back up in there with a killer like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's fight.
Yeah.
That's respect.
So he got stopped by Brian Mendoza. Yes. But when we talking about Rolly being gun shy after, you know, that kind of punch. Mm-hmm. This man ain't gun shy.
Fundora. Yeah, nah.
He come right back for the work. Yeah, he come right back for the work. So, yo, nonetheless, this is PBC's first Amazon fight. Prime.
Let's go, PBC.
It is pay-per-view. Okay. But don't be afraid to buy that pay-per-view. It's like I always say, when they put a pay-per-view card together, it's for the whole card, not for the main event. The main event is worth the pay-per-view. The main and the co-main is worth the pay-per-view. The entire card is worth the pay-per-view. So make sure y'all live and tune in action, ready to watch the whole card and get your money's worth. It's going to be some bangers. It's going to be some fun fights to watch. And we will be doing our week of lives.
You going to be there live at the fight?
I'm not going to be at this
okay,
one.
Okay, I'm at a fight party
one.
At the house. I think you go to Amazon, click on sports. PBC is like the top two. You swipe.
I'm having a rival there. Fight party.
Huh?
I'm having a rival fight party.
Okay.
I'm going to announce our media blitz real quick, and then we're going to get up out of here.
We got one more announcement before we get out of here.
Go ahead.
Red Owl boxing next.
No, that ain't next week. That's the week after. So, yeah.
I know, but I just want to let them know they can buy their tickets because we're going to be there.
Okay, yeah.
Red Owl boxing in Houston. Shout out to my boy, is Gabriel?
Yes.
Gabriel down there in Houston. The Poor Way Podcast will be in the building.
Yes.
We arrived Thursday. We got something special lined up still?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to announce that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I want you guys to...
It's going to be live?
It's going to be live on our Patreon, all right? So y'all go to our Patreon, y'all subscribe. In 2 weeks, we'll be
Not
going
this
down
Thursday,
to Houston.
But the next Thursday.
We'll be going down to Houston, and we will be doing a live... podcast with Shakir Stevenson down there in Houston. Looking forward to that. His name was mentioned a hell of a lot today.
Yeah.
We've seen a little bit of, you know, the small little heat between himself and Kid Austin Schofield. So looking forward to getting down there to Houston and me working with Red Island and, of course, having the podcast down there. We're doing this one. This is a live exclusive interview on our Patreon in 2 weeks with Shakir Stevenson. So I want you guys to sign up for that. This week, for the lives, for anybody who's going to be around, the media workout is going to be Wednesday, 2 p.m. We'll be live on the Portaway Podcast Wednesday, 2 p.m. Thursday will be the final press conference live on the Portaway Podcast, 1 p.m. And then Friday, we will be live again at the weigh-in. The weigh-in is at 1 o'clock. We'll probably be live for about an hour or so. And then we're bouncing over to the barbershop to do our barbershop episode. We're going to All Stars Barbershop. We'll make sure the address is in the description so you guys can come cool out with us. If not, join us live 4 p.m. on the Portaway Podcast for the barbershop episode.
We're doing Saturday morning? Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, Saturday morning.
I thought we was getting the carts.
You want to get it? You want to get it?
I actually been wanting to do it.
Look at there it is.
What we got?
There it is.
Oh, who created that?
Oh, you know, I put something together.
No, you didn't do it.
You never seen that?
You didn't pass art class. How you going
to
do this?
Shout out to
I've never seen you draw nothing.
Shout out to our guy, Ganachi. Out in England. Put the logo together for us. So we'll have some shirts for you guys real soon.
Where my shirt at?
Relax. What you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
I think about consequences before I do stuff.
And for our motivational message, think before you act.
That is true. That is true.
Consequences could be severe.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to encourage you guys, man. For every action, there's a reaction.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying anything new to you guys, but just want to reiterate what you may not have thought of. Sometimes it takes you thinking once or twice before you make a decision. You want to make every decision your best decision, not one you regret. And to capitalize on that, when you make a decision and it doesn't work out, you don't got to stick with it. You can always change the outcome. Whatever you've done, if it ain't how you want it to be, if it ain't what it was supposed to be, don't stay there in it. Don't soak in it. Don't be mad and depressed because, oh, I got to live with it. No, you don't. You made one bad decision don't mean you got to live with the bad decision. Change it. Think about it. Turn it around and make the best decision you can make so that you can live the life that you want to live. This is the Portaway.